Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg, and I am so excited to introduce you to our KYW News Radio 2020 Game Changers and Black History Month. And this episode is all about Jasmine Sessoms, founder of She Can Win. She is truly changing the game by getting women elected to office. Take a listen to my interview with her, and to read the stories of all of our Game Changers honorees, log on to kywnewsradio.com/gamechangers.
Jasmine, you are a game changer. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. This is just beyond humbling, and I am beyond appreciative.
Yes, and Jasmine has been on Flashpoint. She's like one of our regular commentators and is always fierce. So when your name came up as a nominee, I had very little input on this, and our committee chose you. I was deeply, deeply happy because you do some amazing work, and we get to showcase that. So She Can Win is your organization. What does it do?
So She Can Win is my baby. First and foremost, we train women to run and work on political campaigns. We are completely nonpartisan. So we will train you if you are Republican, Independent, Green Party, Tea Party, Democrat, any and everything. We've trained women from every single party for the last 4 years. So that is first and foremost our baseline mission. And then we also invest resources into women of color who are running for office. So we have a political action committee with a full board, and we sit and we give women resources so that they can launch their campaign, further their campaign, hire staff, and really put good money into campaigns, because campaigns are expensive.
Yeah, they are very expensive. And we see that, you know, people running for president, it's almost like you have to have billions in order to do that. And so you have, so first of all, you saw a problem and who was able to run and decided to fix it. First, identify the problem and how you developed this She Can Win philosophy.
So I used to live in Maryland, and I moved back to Philadelphia, and I was dabbling in politics, but I really, really got into it when my friend, shout out to Representative Jordan Harris, he wanted to run for office, and I worked on his campaign, and I just fell in love. And I worked on about 6 campaigns after that, all of them being men. And there was a very qualified woman that wanted to run for judge, and she came to me to raise some money for her, and I had the hardest time. I could not raise money for her. It was impossible, and I was kind of like, what is going on? I've never had this challenge. And I spoke with her, and she was like, oh, it's because I'm a woman. But not only am I a woman, I'm a black woman. So that old boys club where people give money and the unions are giving money, that's not me. I was shocked. I was like, okay, well, tell me more. She was like, it is so hard for women to get elected. First of all, it takes 9 times. You have to ask a woman 9 times to run for office. 9. So if you're listening out there and you're a woman, run for office. So that's one. But just to even take the leap as a woman, you think about your family, you think about your finances, you think, am I qualified? There's so many barriers. So that's first and foremost. But secondly, you don't even know where to start sometimes. If you are not ingrained in the political parties, you don't know where to start. So I did a white paper. So I did some research, and I looked at our Commonwealth here in Pennsylvania to figure out, why are no women running? And there was a huge disparity. It's nothing like it is right now. We still have a long way to go for parity, but I think in the state house, there were 4 women. City council, there were 2. So that was a problem for me. There was no one that looked like me that could represent me. And, you know, shout out to all the men that have done good work, but you are not women, and it would be very hard for you to make laws and legislation around issues that affect women when women are not in the room. So I started a training class in my basement. My girlfriend wanted to run after the judge. My girlfriend wanted to run, and she was like, you know, I know the Democratic Party's not going to choose me, and I have no clue even how many signatures I need on a petition, but I'm too ashamed to ask because everyone thinks that I should know these things. I was like, all right, well, I could teach that. She didn't know how to ask for money. She didn't have a communications plan. And I was like, I think I know people that could help you. So it was me and her and 11 other women that were thinking about running or working on a political campaign. And we used to meet in my basement every Saturday, and we would just go over topic after topic. Out of those 12 women, 4 of them ran, 1 of them beat the party. And it just was a landslide from there. Because the next cycle, people were like, I heard that you're training people to run for office, but not just people, but women specifically. And I was like, oh, well, that's kind of like a one-time thing. And they were like, well, when's the class? I want to be enrolled. Okay, I guess this is a thing. So the next go round, we trained 36 women. Out of the 36, I think 14 ran. And out of that 14, 5 won.
Wow.
I know. When I tell this story, I've told this story a million times, but I just, in my mind, I'm playing the images and the videos of chills. My life.
I'm getting chills.
And I just think about these women in my basement taking down these notes, bringing in random people to go and talk to them, and just to see where they are today is so inspiring. And the next go round, to make a long story short, we just kept going. And I knew I could raise money, so I started raising money for the program because it became a program. And to this day, 2020, we have trained, and I just got the data from our analyst, we have now trained 603 women because we just had a boot camp 2 weeks ago here at Community College. So we have trained 603 women.
Wow. And how many of them have run?
47.
Wow. 47 and then have run. And then how many have won?
28.
20. Those are special numbers.
One in a special, but then she lost. So that's why it always
20%.
Yeah,
of 20% of the 600 people, 28. So that's like almost 20%.
Yeah,
get in office,
and that includes New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania.
Wow, less than 10% run, but of the 10% that run.
We're at a win rate.
You got a good win rate. Yeah, you are batting at more than 50%. Like, you get more than 50% in.
That makes me super happy. You don't even think about the numbers or the stats until our analyst gives them to me. And I'm like, okay, we're doing something good. We'll keep going.
You see my mouth.
Yeah, I see your mouth. We're just going to keep going.
Wow, that win rate is amazing.
We have a good win rate.
And so what do you think this is? Like, why? I mean, so it seems like women were there. They were willing. They are clearly capable of whooping some people. And it's just like, you know, it seems like once the avenue was there, it just blew up.
Well, statistically, when women run, they do win. So that's just a statistical fact. I think it is providing a lane and a safe environment for the women, and being a resource that they can go back to say, okay, I'm stuck on this. Can you help me? And it's really wrapping your arms around certain candidates that you see potential in, even when they don't see the potential in themselves, but also providing the avenue. And one thing that I can say, and not that any other program doesn't do it, but we take actual operatives to train our women. So people that are in the field, we do men and women, but people that are actually in the field have a high success of win campaigns. We go and recruit them to train the women and train their staff. We invite at every single boot camp. We want the candidate there, but we also want your staff there. And I think that makes a huge difference. So we definitely provide an avenue, not just for the candidate to come, because I know some programs, you know, if you're running, that's what they want. They want the candidate. We definitely want the candidate and their staff. So at our last boot camp, we had a couple ladies running. Actually, like half of the ladies were running, but 4 of them bought their full staff. And we provide like follow-up emails. We give our personal email addresses. If you have any questions and you've come to a training, we are here from the beginning of your campaign to the very end.
Wow. And so you raise money for them too.
Yes, we raise money for them. Mm-hmm. For our endorsed candidates, we will do fundraisers for you. We most certainly write checks. If you are an endorsed She Can Win candidate, because we, by us putting our endorsement on you, we're saying we believe in you, we want you to be successful, and we are willing to do what it will take to get you to the finish line.
Wow. And so how much money have you raised?
Whew, total for She Can Win, I would say in operation, over $1 million has gone into She Can Win.
Wow.
And that's on the C3 side, And when I say a C3 side, that's the nonprofit. So we have a big nonprofit where companies can give a charitable donation, and that goes to the nonpartisan training. And then on the PAC side, we've raised close to like $55,000 to put out on the streets for women.
That's amazing. That's amazing numbers. I mean, that's Jazz, killing the game.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I mean, and you're so young. First of all, you have a very youthful look, period. Jasmine looks like a young girl walking around here. You're small in stature, but you have powerful force. And your mom, your wife, so she's not a baby,
yeah.
Even though you have a very youthful look.
No, people tell me that all the time. So even here at the college, I get mistaken for a student. And then when you swipe your ID, it'll show like your title in the book. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's clean living. It's clean living.
Yeah, and happy living and walking in your purpose, yeah. Too. Did you think you would be good at this?
No, absolutely not. I had no, you know, prior to doing this, I had no desire to be in government. I used to run foundations. So I used to be in philanthropy like heavy. I used to run a foundation for a really large insurance company, and I give out millions and millions of dollars. Then I ran our city's nonprofit. Philanthropy was my calling. And when I got into politics, I just got the bug. And I saw how hard work and staying focused and being diligent, but also, not to toot my own horn, but being one of the best could really change the way our Commonwealth is and where we live, work, and play has always been important to me. And now as a mom, it's even more important to make a safe environment and a better environment for Jay and Jace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're seriously a queen maker. How do you feel about that term?
That's what I call it. You know, I look for crowns all day. I see queens all day. I am a queen maker. That is literally my term. We have a queen maker's brunch for Chic & Win. That's one of our signature events. Being a queen maker is a large responsibility, but it's one that I revel in because I am not an upfront person. I don't need to be an elected. I like to help those that is their calling, and I like them to realize their calling. So all you queens, when you see me on the street, just come up to me and say, I want to run for office. I want to work on a campaign. I'm down.
Yeah, and so give me some names. You got some people that you have personally sort of like seen them through the process and are in office doing their thing. Give me your folk.
So, you know, at the top of my list, shout out to two young ladies, Representative Morgan Cephas and Councilwoman Catherine Gilmore Richardson. I'm going to moonwalk it back, though, because I could talk about both of them all day, but specifically Councilwoman Gilmore Richardson, because she just started in council. The councilwoman was in our very first class. She had a baby 3 weeks before our class kicked off, and she sends me an email, and she was like, hey, registration is closed, but I want to come to the class. I was like, I had just had a baby too. So I was like, well, this is a pretty intense class. You sure? She was like, no, absolutely. Councilwoman was there with her notebook asking questions. She was my wildest dreams come true. And she had always been engaged with She Can Win. Even from that time that she came to the She Can Win classes, she has been engaged, stayed engaged. And when it was time for her to run, she got a late start. And I was like, look, no matter what, we are going to be behind you because you are the perfect embodiment of She Can Win. When Councilwoman Gilmore Richardson won, I was at her victory party. I could barely speak. I could barely speak. I believe one of our board members had to speak because she is the embodiment of what She Can Win is. Somebody that has a passion and a desire to run. Maybe the avenue didn't open up, but knowing that we endorsed her and pushed her and wrapped resources around her and seeing her in that council seat, I never go to council anymore, even though it's a large part of my job. I watch it on TV. But that first day I was there, front row, watching her introduce bills and legislation on her first day. She is literally making our Commonwealth, but our city, a better place to live, work, and play. And to know that we played a big part in that, I mean, she is just the embodiment of She Can Win.
That's a crown. You like, yes.
I literally, the whole podcast could be about the councilwoman. But Representative Cephas, before anybody was rocking with us, she was wearing the She Can Win t-shirt. She shows up. She's supportive. She's smart. And she's making a difference in the statehouse. And she has been a She Can Win. Those are like the top two embodiments. Representative Cephas ran against the party.
Yeah.
Nobody was with her. We were. And to see the things that she does now, and she's championing that infant mortality rate for African-American women. She chairs the Women of Color women, girls and women of color commission for the Pennsylvania Legislative Black Caucus, embodiment. They are truly the embodiment of what She Can Win was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that she had just had a baby and was still up in the class, like, what?
I mean, that level of work ethic is one that escapes me. I got to tell you, because I was dipping in and out of the class. I had just had a baby, too. Yeah. I had a baby 5 weeks before.
Yeah. 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 And so, and you're a mom.
I am a
proud mom.
Oh, I'm a proud mom. I know girl dad, and my husband is a girl dad through and through, but I have a little thing with my girls. Girl mom, and they love it. They'd be like, oh, girl mom.
Aww.
I am a girl mom through and through.
Yeah, and so you have, like, you're raising queens.
I am raising two queens, and I think it's what drives me, because we put out these videos to sell shirts, and my daughters watch the videos with me, and when they hear the Beyonce Now Before I Let Go, mom, it's your video. And they're so proud. I mean, at 3 and 5, they kind of get that mom and mom's board members are changing Philadelphia. And, you know, the board members are their aunties, and they just are these, in their own little way, they're so proud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. It's amazing to see things click when we go and vote. If you follow She Can Win on Instagram, you will see me and my babies and my husband voting. They know, like, when we're putting on their clothes and say, today's voting day, they say, can I press the button in the booth? They know.
Yeah.
Let me get my sticker.
And this is your side hustle.
Yeah. This is.
We just want to be clear because Jasmine got a day job.
I have a whole day job that I love. You know, I get to oversee government relations for Community College of Philadelphia, and it is the best job. I get to advocate on the state, local, and federal level for all of our students, and it is an amazing job. We have an amazing leader in Dr. Guy Generals. I couldn't say enough nice things about community college. We are the city's college.
Yes, and this role kind of all blends. It's like you use a lot of that knowledge that you have in politics. I mean, and the fact that it's almost like you were prepared for this role, you know, not just here at the college, but just in the community.
Yeah.
By working in philanthropy, because it takes raising money, honey, to get these folks elected. And it seems like all your life, do you feel like things, little things about your life kind of came together?
Absolutely. Like, I did not take a straight path to politics. I have a hospitality management major. That's my BA. I was in hospitality management. I used to work in a hotel planning weddings. I used to do 16 days on, 2 days off. And even that skill set comes into play in where I am now, both multitasking, dealing with difficult situations, because I got to tell you, brides, they are the most temperamental people in the world. Staying calm under pressure, all of those things have played a part into where I am today.
Yeah. And so you hear young women, they're like, I don't want to make the bad decision. Well, everything you learn comes in handy. So how did you grow up to, what's a lesson? Tell me how you grew up and to shape this person that is Jasmine Sessom.
That's a great question. I mean, you know, I'm a South Philly girl through and through. Shout out to the 186th district. My mama and my dad still live there. But, you know, my parents were teachers. They worked 3 and 4 jobs for me and my brother. I have an older brother who is a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. I mean, we truly are our parents' wildest dreams. My parents were teachers, and they worked so hard. They sent us to private school, and now, as a parent, seeing what the cost of education, I can't even imagine how they did that. And they worked tirelessly. They taught us, they stressed being kind. You know, my parents always told me to be very kind to people, but outwork anybody. You know, my mom is one of the hardest workers I know, and she always said, don't let anybody outwork you. There might be smarter people, might be prettier people, but you will always be the hardest worker in the room. And that kind of stayed with me because that was her. She outworked everybody. And for my dad, he is the coolest dude that you will ever meet. Shout out to my dad. He always was very emphatic about me being unapologetically me. And unapologetically Black. Like, when I was younger, I used to have to watch, like, Eye on the Prize. Mm. They kept me home. I remember them taking me out of school to watch the Million Man March. Those are my parents. We go to a Dune Day. It's right there. I mean, my parents taught me to be proud and unapologetically Black, and that just stays with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just stays.
Yeah, and because you're you, you're able to accomplish much more. I really do feel like the more you can be, the less energy you can put towards pretending, and that energy can go into doing the thing that you're most passionate about.
I'm with you, friend, because, like, the pretender, I don't have the energy to pretend
anymore.
It's
too much.
My memory, first of all.
What did I say?
What did I say to you? Not my thing.
Not my thing. Not your thing. And so how does it make you feel when a woman who came through your program gets elected? Because you couldn't speak with Kathryn Gilmore Richardson, but you've had it happen, 47 times?
Would you believe I cry every time? Every time. One time I was supposed to do this interview on a radio, I think it might have been Word, on election night. This might have been 2 years ago, and we had four women in the election. Yep, cried. Cried during the interview. Would you believe, I cry every single time when I see our ladies on the ballot and they actually win and they call or they text and be like, oh, she can win, it's been such a support. Yep, tears. I have a hard exterior, but I am a softie, man. Those things just, they get me right in my heart.
Yeah, and what goes through your mind there? Because you can't, is it, it's like, I can't believe it. Is it like, yes, it's like a manifestation coming, it's like a dream coming to reality? What is it?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I really do be like, really? That, okay, we gonna go with it. But sometimes it is just like, this is a good example of putting your head down and doing the work. Don't do it for applause. A lot of people do things for applause. You got to be okay with doing something, whether somebody notices you or not, and seeing the women that we've changed their whole life. I mean, you know, being elected is nice and it's a public servant, but this is livelihoods. These people are paying, taking care of their families. So it's a bigger responsibility. These people are making laws that affect us on the day to day to day. So being a part of their process and journey, it is one, humbling, but two, such a great responsibility that cannot be taken lightly.
Yeah. And so complete this sentence. I believe I am changing the game by
being diligent and true and a student of the game. I consistently learn new things about politics, about policies, about legislators, about relationships, about how organizations work. I am a student of politics. And I never think I'm the smartest person in the room, because if I am, I need to leave that room.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So you're using all that to get women elected. I love it. Absolutely love it. So I want to say to you, I can't wait to honor you. I'm like, I got a whole little mind speech for you. And because you are just really making a huge, huge, huge difference. And I predict you're going to be national, like getting women elected. All, they're going to be calling you in all from states all over the country, asking you to, you're going to have senators, you're going to have, I'm speaking it, and you
speaking
never know.
Speaking into existence for me, you from never your know. Lips, God's ears.
One of your She Can Win ladies might end up being president of the United States, girl, you never know.
I would be bawling under a chair, okay? If I cry on the local level, you know I'm big.
This is, I really believe this is only the beginning. I mean, you're so, you have so much ahead of you.
Yeah.
And you're growing and learning, and so are the women who you supported and who are supporting you back. And by the way, what can people do to support you? Because she got some banging t-shirts and swag. Every time I wear any kind of She Can Win, people are like, what's the website? I give them, I'm like, go on the website.
That's right.
Here's the, matter of fact, let me send you the link, because the shirts, you sell the swag to help, you know, your mission.
Yes. So you can go to www.shecanwinstore.net to buy swag. We are sold out of a lot of things that are going to be restocked by next week. So that means February 12th, they'll be back in stock.
Yeah, and because some Black History Month stuff you might want to get. Vote Like a Black Woman.
Woo! That's my favorite one. That is truly my favorite one. Vote Like a Black Woman.
Then you have, I think, one that has Michelle.
It does. It has Fanny. Like a afro with all of these inspirational women. Then we have, Michelle, Shirley, Maxine, Kamala.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great one. Thanks. And I think Fanny.
Okay, yep, you're right, Fanny. See,
I love it.
Cherry knows the merchandise better than me.
I know. And before I leave, I got a, on her wall in her office at community college, are like some dope hip-hop sayings. Could you read a couple of these? Because I just want to point out that she's a hip-hop head too, but she uses them to inspire her. It's so dope.
Let's see. Some good ones are, I don't dance now, I make money moves, by the famous Cardi B. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, by my favorite Jay-Z. And to all the ladies in the place with Style and Grace, the Notorious B.I.G.
I absolutely love it.
Them every day and I'm like, okay, I could do this.
I know, and I just want to say that my favorite is, I just took a DNA test, turns out I'm 100% that bleep Absolutely, by the one and only Lizzo. And I gotta take a picture of that and post it to my wall on Facebook.
Take a picture of her wall
because this is the type of stamina and inspiration you need to push forward. So congratulations to you, Jasmine Sessom.
Thank you.
Founder of She Can Win, and they winning.
They winning.
All right.
To hear the stories of all of the KYW News Radio Game Changers and Black History Month honorees, log on to kywnewsradio.com/gamechangers and check them out. And be sure to come celebrate with us on February 27th at the Met Philly. You can go to the website and sign up to get admission. Thanks for listening.